today.
America tonight. Are you sick of talking about the election? It's over, and a lot of wound licking is going on, but also soul searching for the Republicans, trying to come up with what's going to happen the next time around in 2016. Because before you know it, you got to have the pump primed and ready to go. The conversations are really starting to flow in Republican circles. I think that's a good thing. When you lose, you rally the troops and you come up with the plan for the next time around. The plan better include women, and certainly it better include Latinos, because that's part of the reason of the for the loss for Mitt Romney, despite all the money that was spent. That was the biggest gaping hole in the election results, where you could see that Obama trumped him with those groups, especially with women, and especially with the Hispanics. With the women vote, there's no question he did not have enough, and certainly the same with Latinos. 71% Obama garnered to the 27% of Romney. But you know what? We're sick of election talk. Here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about some other things that are part of the buzz across the land. Let the super PAC groups regroup and sort out their $380 million loss. I bet Karl Rove has to send out some expensive Cuban cigars, I think, for the holidays, or at least some Hawaiian cookies, I don't know, something to kind of soothe or massage the egos who pumped in a ton of money, because they cannot be happy with what they saw, thinking that really this was going to be Romney's. So some people were absolutely blindsided by the election results. Okay, so to be sure, there's some other things to celebrate and other things to mourn in this country. And one of the things I think that we should, I guess, mourn in this country is the fact that, man, when we look at what's happened in Staten Island, and we see what's happened in Breezy Point, in Seaside Heights, maybe some areas that you live thousands of miles away, but now you know the names of them because you've seen the video over and over again. It's so eerie to look at the cleanup efforts in the East and realize just how much of a punch they took. It's really the houses dilapidated, boats turned upside down that are still stuck in houses and in the mud, because you just can't clean this all up in 1 week. And on top of that, you got snow, because a nor'easter smashed into some of those areas that I just mentioned along the shorelines, and they're just going to have to wait for that to thaw out a little bit, which should be pretty quickly, because that will start to dissipate over the weekend, but the temperatures are still going to be cool. It's about digging out, it's about rebuilding and rethinking whether or not something has to be changed as far as bulkheads or whatever else for fear of other storms to come. We've had a few people on, including Dr. Miller the other night, who said, get ready, because these Frankenstorms are going to continue. And so you would think some people might even think twice about rebuilding homes in some of those shore areas where the bay and the ocean meets, unless they do something to fend off the water. Because if you look at like a place like Staten Island, they had waves coming 13 miles inland. 13 miles waves. That's crazy. So the wall of water that went through those suburban neighborhoods, of course they took down those houses with that kind of water. That's why 22 people drowned. Many people were able to get out, but some people didn't get out. Ooh. And here's a very scary thing when we talk about money and the money woes in a country where we live on a credit card, because we have $16 trillion debt hanging over our head. How about places like Philadelphia, where the schools had to borrow $300 million to pay bills? Oh, $300 million. Can I get a line of credit from you? I got some kids in these schools that we need to take care of. So that seems pretty unacceptable. How do they get to that point where it's a number as high as 300 million? How do they get there in the first place? It seems as though everybody in the country needs a course in budgeting, because nobody can budget. And when you can't budget, you know what happens? You get further and further into that rabbit hole of debt. And boy, it's ugly, and it's hard to escape it, whether you're a school district, whether you're the United States government, or whether you're somebody else in some of these towns that were whacked on the head by some bad storms. How are they going to ultimately be able to get back on their feet again? And with some of the places ripped up the way they were, it's affected massive livelihoods. They talk about being homeless. They talk about houses that have to be rebuilt. But what about careers and livelihoods? And in the sea areas and the seashore areas, you have things like families who had ice cream shops forever, or pizza places, or miniature golf, all the things that people do in the summertime, and that fed lots of families. They would be at the shore for 6 months or so, and then they would come back to the businesses and open them up, but there's no businesses to open up. The businesses were washed away, so now do they rebuild? Can they get the money to rebuild? Or do we see a shadow of what we used to see along that shoreline? And, you know, this ultimately is the big question that seems to threaten our way of life. It's money, 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 money. It's the almighty dollar. We knew the election was going to be about the economy, and sure enough, it was. But we just have to look around to see other problems that loom. For goodness sake, in California, Jerry Brown, the governor, actually got the people in California to sign off on temporary tax hikes because they're drowning in debt. Drowning in debt, and have no way out of it other than this is what we got to do, because we got to figure out, we got to figure out some way to build this thing back up. And by the way, the $300 million for the Philly School Reform Commission, that they had to get that money, that was money just to pay teachers, heat buildings, or they kids would freeze to death in the school, and buy books for the rest of the school year. So if they hadn't been able to do that, if they completely hit the wall, what would they have done? Canceled the school year? And because of that, they have to pay they had a bond sale, right? They had to pay $22 million in debt service for 20 years starting in 2014. It's another thing that's not talked about. When we're saying that we're not budgeting, people can't seem to budget, and then it's borrow, borrow, it's all about the plastic. You know, when you're in a financial shamble, you're paying the interest on top of that, so you're digging just to pay the interest. Oh, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. All right, coming up on the flip side, we get some odds and ends. Plus, coming up a little bit later this hour, mailbag. And oh yeah, there's a little movie coming out this weekend that I'm so stoked about. You want to escape all that ails you? How about some James Bond fantasy with Skyfall? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,61.85, $8,80.92 for a half ounce, or $440.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,61.85, $8,80.92, and $440.46.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This weekend. It's the 23rd James Bond film. It's out everywhere. I gotta tell you, I know some of you guys are laughing. I am just a geek for the whole James Bond deal anyway, and I love Daniel Craig as James Bond. I'm going tomorrow afternoon. Yep, I'm there. I am there watching James Bond, and that was the signature song, Adele, from Skyfall. And I'm not the only one in this house that's all about James Bond, because Charles in Charge is also going there. Aren't you celebrating something? Isn't that the whole idea?
Yeah, my wife's birthday. But, woo-hoo, you know, if I could have convinced you to go replay, I could have gone tonight.
Was it a sneak peek in Minneapolis?
Yeah, one of the theaters is showing it at midnight.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But
you know, do you know Skyfall became the year's highest grossing movie in the UK after only 12 days?
They got to see it first?
They got to see it first. The Brits. Yes, the Brits got to see it first. Anyone out there as excited about James Bond as we are? I know you have both eyes shut and crusty by now, but if you don't, you can lean over and tap these digits in. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Sam Mendes is the guy who directed this one. Daniel Craig is, I mentioned him already, he's the new James Bond. This will be his third James Bond movie. And in just 12 days, they racked in $57 million. $57 million. That's pretty good.
You know what
I'd
I have
say.
To say about them getting to see it first?
So unfair.
It is unfair. Oh, by the way, I have the figure wrong. It's 88.9 million. Pardon me. So it's now the biggest Bond movie of all time. Boy, Barbara Broccoli has to be excited about that because it's produced by Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson. Poof. How about that? I love it. I don't know. It's just, like I said, we'll see, because I'll give you my little review on it, and we'll have Charles in Charge give you an update, too, so you can have two different points of view on was this a fun one to go see or, you know, whatever. And when I do my cheap movie review, and we do that in the last hour of the show, I hope you're around for that one. If not, remember, you can go to GCN and download the podcast of it, GCNlive.com. A lot of people I know listen to the show that way sometimes if they nod off. But I know that there's 40 million of people awake right now, and I got to think at least 15 or 20 or, I don't know, 25% of you might be listening to America Tonight. So I have to believe that some of you are gonna stick around for the cheap movie review and are fans of the Bond franchise. And there's some other movies that are... that may interest you too. That are also happening, but I'm not surprised if the Bond movie is that doing that good in the UK. It's going to smack a bunch of records, I think, in the US too. I do. The not Bond movies that we'll also look at, the others. You know, there is something about that. I mean, the movie business is based on fantasy, is based on escapism. And, you know, we're all looking for a little escape here and there. I think it's healthy. And it's been a very cantankerous year and a half when it comes to politics because it's teams. You're either playing on my team or you're playing on the other team. I saw a friend today who's now got mommy brain. She has a new gorgeous young son. He's 6 months old. And she was talking about kind of bowing out of all the political arguments and everything, but she was talking about, and I thought she put this well, she said it's like when you go to camp and some people are in the red team and some people are in the blue team, and you want to be on the same team as your friend, and you're on the team, you're on that team, but boy, you're ripping on the other team. So it's like, well, I'm the blue team, I'm on the blue team, I'm on the red team, and you're not on my team, and it's teams. It used to be in Washington, it was one big drunk fest, by the way, but at least everybody went to drink together and have conversations, and that's what they did. They'd have conversations. They'd argue to death over bills that were stopped dead in their tracks or else they would compromise or whatever. But there was some, you know, there was some commonality, and it just seems as though there's no commonality. And you definitely... Here's the thing. I don't think the Republican Party should switch gears and...
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, now, come on, Joe. I don't think they should switch their ideology and become Democrats. And I think they do have to figure out a way. If I was part of the machine, if I were an advisor, you have to think of a way to embrace the groups that you didn't have this time around, because certainly you can do it. But I don't think you switch your... I don't think you switch... Your party thoughts. I don't think you completely rip up the playbook, and that's the problem. When you morph into something you're completely not, that's what you get, a lot of confusion, and certainly that's not what I would advise. I think that was part of the problem with Mitt Romney, that there was some flip-flopping that happened and people weren't sure which Mitt they were getting, and especially that was played up a lot. You have to say that the media played that up a ton, and a lot of the Mitt mistakes or things that were said were, boom, blown up. The auto bailout, let them go bankrupt, the people that were a lost cause for Obama, that in the secret videotape nonsense, boom, that was blown up. And then ultimately, the female vote, the binder comment, which I don't think so much the binder comment as the two people who were running, Richard Murdoch in Indiana, who was running for Senate, and Todd Akin, who was running for Senate in Missouri, you just couldn't get away from those comments. Legitimate rape, and then the other, if a woman's raped, it's a gift from God to have a baby. Oh, my, oh, my. And, yeah, that's just not going to work. Not for the, I mean, not for the most conservative of women either. Understandably, this is the problem. It's like when you're closing a sale. You know you're good. You know you have a good product. You know it. You know how to sell it. So you sell it. You sell it in a few sentences. And the people who ramble on and on are the people who lose the sale. So that's what those two did. Richard Murdoch and Todd Akin. Anti-abortion. No problem. Pro-life. But let's dig deeper in here and start to try to analyze everything related to the possibilities. And that's how they both got in the thick of it and started to just drown in the quicksand. It's not a surprise they both lost. But Romney was tainted a bit from that. I think he was tainted a lot from that. And that's not even, you know, I don't think that's even played up that much. But I think that hurt him. The fact that he was attached to those comments in both of those spots. So anyway, it's a time for escapism is good. And so going to the movies satisfies that need in me, and it may satisfy that need in some of you, too. If you find a good one, if you find a lousy flick, that's no fun because you're wasting time, right? Time waits for no man. I don't want to burn it up in a lousy movie. But you find a good one, oh, that's a slice of heaven. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The mail is here, yes indeed, and you had plenty of things to say. All right, so let's hit the mail and hit it hard, if you will. This one from Patrick, who says, "Wow, I just read something about the victims of Sandy. You think of the lives that are lost, the erosion of the beaches, that have property damage, and all the horrible things. Disasters happen across this great country way too often. How about this deal with the federal income tax? They're talking about the fact that you can claim an itemized deduction on Schedule A of your Form 1040. Kate, what's that about? Personal casualty losses to the extent that they are not covered by insurance." Boy, that sounds confusing, doesn't it? But how many people actually qualify for that? Wow, Patrick going deep on us. That's a good question. I knew somebody that had to do that, so I do know a bunch about this. It was somebody that I knew that had to do this after, didn't have to, but wanted to do, is a better way to put that, wanted to do it after Katrina and was urged by an accountant to do it. But here's what the problem is. Most people don't qualify for the casualty loss write-offs because you have to reduce your loss by 100, so that's not a big deal. But then you have to reduce the loss by an equal amounts to 10% of your adjusted gross income for the year. That is tough. So if you had a personal casualty loss with your house, something in your house, the backyard, whatever, it would be pretty easy, of $20,000, and your AGI or your adjusted gross income is, let's say, $100,000, your write-off is like $9,900, something like that. I'm just slightly under $10,000. So you don't get a tax break if your for the loss before the two subtractions is $10,000 or less. And so you don't, and you have no chance if you don't itemize. And it's kind of crazy in trying to figure that all out. And most people won't even go in that direction. That's the bottom line. So the whole disaster-related casualties and taxes and whatever, good luck. They have like a big old pamphlet you can read. I think it's like 24 pages. And then after the 24 pages, Patrick, then you can figure out, was this a good thing to do or not? I'm not so sure anymore. But here's one from Bob in Vermont. Bob says, hey, Kate, I haven't sent you anything since after the election. I think Obama winning probably was a good thing. I wasn't a big fan of Romney's. I'm not necessarily a great fan of Obama's, but we might as well keep the status quo because it's like doing part two all over again. I know that probably rankles a few people. However, there were some things about Romney that didn't sit well with me, and he definitely alienated so many in the voting public. What was he possibly thinking? And the answer was he wasn't thinking. And that was pretty costly in the end. Yeah, in handicapping it, what are the comments that could have sunk Romney? And the answer is there are several things, but I don't think it was just Romney himself, because he got some momentum after the first debate. And there were plenty of people that started to know Romney and get to know more about what he's done in his personal life to help other people that were really embracing him. The problem is, most people, the average Joe, didn't know a lot about Romney. And I think that hurt him. I think the positive things that didn't come out, that only came out in little snippets, should have been emphasized. And they weren't emphasized. So instead, there were other things that were emphasized that weren't very helpful, I guess, is the best way to put that. And it certainly was costly. The next one I'll go to here is from Lincoln. And Lincoln says, oh, Ms. Delaney, I enjoy your offerings on America Tonight. I was listening to your Nail the Score thing just the last time around, and lots of people calling in to level score guesses. I wondered if you'd ever gotten any women that called in, because I think women like to play games, even if they don't completely understand them. I don't know if he's making a joke about women and games or what, but, you know, sometimes we do get women that call, but more often than not, it is men who call in to say a guess. And I always have a disclaimer saying, you don't have to know anything about football. Just tell me which team you're picking and what you think the final score is going to be, and then bada bing, we are done. You are locked and loaded, so to speak, and you're in the books. But there are a few. Edna calls us, and she gives us guesses. And there are some other women that will call in from time to time. But overall, it is mostly guys that are calling the show on the sports end of it. Anyway, that makes sense if you think about it in a way, because there are plenty of women that are watching baseball and that are into football. So there you have it. Moving on from the Linkster to this one. This is from JoJo. And JoJo says, I don't know why the JoJo thing hit me funny. JoJo says, Kate, I happen to be thinking about you today. The reason I was thinking about you is because you talked about your family being in the Sandy area and how some got hit with power outages, but most did not. It is kind of like that random selection thing, don't you think? Yeah, it sort of feels like it when you look at even the pictures of some of the worst hit places in New Jersey. you see a block and a half where it's just pristine. Then you go around another block, and then you see another block that's completely untouched, but all the houses around them are flattened, like a freight train ran into them and knocked them down, and they just can't get up. Yeah, so interesting observation. Let's take a few more here on the mailbag. By the way, I don't want to shut you out. If you have some thoughts, you want to flip them to us, dial the digits 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Florida election, and this is what the question is from Jeff, who says, "Hello, America, tonight. What's going on with Florida? Are they just going to drag this out and make it a Thanksgiving Day surprise? I suppose in one way it doesn't matter, but it seems almost ridiculous to ask people to vote and not be able to figure out who the winners were." Well, Alan West, for one, is filing a lawsuit, and I think they're going to have some problems from some other people. It is ridiculous, the report of waiting in line for 3 and 4 hours. Are you kidding me? 3 and 4 hours? Florida has to get their act together. They've got to be. It's got to be one of the worst, or disorganized places to vote. That's what you keep seeing, no matter what year we're talking about. There seems to be confusion over at some of these polling places, and then everybody lining up at once. Why are they all crammed in? Why is everybody crammed in the last day? It doesn't make sense because there's more than enough to go around. Let's put it that way. Way more than enough. All right, here's our last one. And this one comes to us from Ron. Ron says he's listening in the great state of New Jersey. And Ron says, who do you think will be the nominee? And yes, I know it's early, but who do you think will be the nominee for Prez in 2016. Whew. Well, let's see. I have to put away my crystal ball, and I have to predict this on my own. And I'll tell you, I think it's very, very tough to look ahead and call this. You know, who would you... I'll tell you, Chris Christie is uber popular, and the governor of New Jersey, and if he got in shape, then he would really be the poster boy for, hey, look, I'm not going to have a heart attack, got myself in shape, I love the state, the great state of New Jersey, whatever he says. But I think he, because he's a call him like he sees it kind of guy, he does have some power, some clout in D.C. So I mentioned Scott Walker, there's Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, Ted Cruz, who is the senator-elect from Texas, and Susana Martinez in New Mexico also may be somebody in 2016 on the ballot, but they're really begging Hillary to come back, and she's not entertaining any thoughts of that, but they're asking her to come back to the, to come back, so, you know. Maybe a moot point. All right, if you want to send me your thoughts, you can do that very easily, just like all of those people did. All you have to do is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. Boom. Writing your note, sending it off, and maybe it makes the airwaves.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. Sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
All right, it has been a real kick in the head this week. So to speak, I said that we were done whining about politics for this hour anyway, here on America Tonight, because we have lots of time to talk about that. But here's one thing that did come out of the election. How about this? Puerto Rico statehood, they voted for statehood supposedly, but they're challenging the results of that. And somebody said to me, well, if you're Puerto Rico, why do you want to be part of the United States? Isn't it better to just be a territory? They've been debating this for decades. You got pro-state politicians who are celebrating, saying it was the first time in 45 years that they voted for statehood. Then you have others who are challenging it and saying that the vote really indicated opposition to it, and that it's about Puerto Ricans just being dissatisfied with their current government. So a slim majority of voters chose statehood which is a non-binding referendum in which people express their opinions for or against a proposal. So there's the answer to that, first of all. But there is a fierce debate over whether Puerto Rico should be the 51st state. I don't know. This is the deal. Do we want another state? Do we want to carry another state? Are we looking for a 51st state? What do you think? Do you think that we should take Puerto Rico under our wing? And the territory question in two parts. The first part asked people, voters, if they favor their current status as a U.S. territory. About 54% of the voters said no, that they weren't happy with the current status. So they weren't happy with it. So from there, there was a second question that gave three options: statehood, sovereign free association, or independence. Sovereign free association isn't the same as what they have now. So only about 1.3 million voters answered the second question. Of those, 61% chose statehood, 33% the other choice, and 6% chose independence. The population of Puerto Rico is 4 million people. But it was the first time that statehood won the majority. How about that? So if people want to change, is I think what that shows. I don't know that they really want to be the 51st state. Can you imagine? I mean, what would happen if they chose statehood? If they say that, I think it's not what they think it is. I would say Puerto Rico has it just right now. So the ball is in Congress's court, however. Congress has to react to the result, and I think the results will be sent to Congress and to the White House, and then it will be up to Congress to initiate a process to make Puerto Rico the 51st state. But there's not a true consensus. It's kind of divided. So I would think that nothing happens here, at least this time around. But they did vote for it. So there is a raging debate over what that means. Does it mean we get cheaper tickets if we decide we're going to go to Puerto Rico? Does it mean there'll be more flights to Puerto Rico? I don't know. Since this is odds and ends, I got to fill you in on this drone action that's happening. You know, I'm a proponent of drones in war situations, not flying over our highways, spying on us and trying to nail us for a speeding ticket. I think that's ridiculous. And for all the money for that technology, what a big, fat waste of time. Give me the good old cat and mouse chase game any day of the week and Sunday. The car and the cops, and I'm all in. I'm all in this. But the Predator drone, rather, over a war area, Afghanistan, totally fine to me. Here's the problem. The Pentagon said that an unarmed U.S. military Predator surveillance drone was fired at by Iranian military jets last week in international airspace over the waters of the Persian Gulf. They stressed that the U.S. drone, rather, had never entered Iranian territory, and it happened in international airspace. The drone wasn't hit by the plane's gunfire and was able to return to its base, and that was it. So at the Pentagon, they told reporters that this unarmed drone was conducting routine surveillance over the Gulf and was intercepted by the Iranian Frogfoot aircraft and got fired on, and that was it. It happened 16 nautical miles, if you know what they are, off the Iranian coastline. Whew. So Leon Panetta, they informed him exactly when it happened, but it wasn't disclosed until Friday. Well, it wasn't disclosed until Thursday, really. And the United States communicated to Iran after shooting the drone through the Swiss as to some of the details of what happened. Frogfoot. Oh. Iran is just, I'm telling you, they are itching. They have their finger on the trigger, and they are itching, gearing up for a big fight. How many drones can we allow Iran to capture and keep? Absolutely not good. Not good. All right, quickly, let's hit a couple of other things as we're deep into odds and ends. I said we're getting away from the election, but it's tough to get away from all the analysis, that's for sure, and in pushing ahead with that. So here's something else that caught my attention, and yours too, I'm sure. Out of something tragic comes something that brings a tear to your eye and a smile that she's in the courtroom. But Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman, was in the courtroom with her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, for Jared Lee Loeffner's sentencing hearing. And he's sentenced to life for what he did in Arizona. Too bad he didn't get the death penalty. But there is still a slight chance they could end up giving him the death penalty anyway. He's been diagnosed as a schizophrenic, but he refuses to take his meds, and he is in jail for the rest of his life, and he deserves it. Giffords was almost killed, was seriously wounded when he walked up and shot her in the head during a simple meet and greet with constituents outside of a Tucson grocery store in January of 2011, and it's nothing short of a miracle after you saw how she was hit that she made it back as far away as she did. She made it back to have Mark Kelly testify at the hearing. And everybody who did say something, they just looked the 24-year-old in the eye. And Mark Kelly, for his part, what he said is he said the biggest emotion for Gabby afterwards was just sadness to hear story after story of the impact of the terrible day and what it had on people. It was just awful. It was a really tough, tough time for all of those people. Giffords and her husband, nine other victims, also spoke at the sentencing hearing. It was in a packed, jam-packed federal courthouse in Tucson. And if you're asking, well, geez, why didn't he get the death penalty, which I agree, he should have gotten it, it's because he cut a deal. He cut a plea agreement deal. So he's in prison for a crazy amount of years, 140 times 140. He will not get out. But is that the right kind of punishment for what he heinously did to so many people?
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.